It's not all bad news. The first Victorian school forced to close because of swine flu outbreak will reopen today. Clifton Hill Primary School shut its doors a week ago after a 9-year-old boy became the state's first case of swine flu. His brother and another student also contracted the virus. One of them is returning today. The other two are expected to return next week. Rachel Brown spoke to the school's principal, Jeff Warren, who says students will be keen to get back to their books today.
It's been 5 school days now and a full week. I think most kids are going to be desperate to get back to school, and that's certainly what I have been hearing from parents, and I think the parents are desperate to get them back too, to get back to some normalcy.
Have parents reported a strain? Has it been hard on them with work leave and the economic flow-ons?
Look, I haven't had any direct reports of that, but I've no doubt that it will have caused a lot of rearrangements and family supports and babysitting efforts required across the board. But no, there have been no complaints about that. People are very accepting that this is a serious health issue and that they need to do their part.
And yours, unfortunately, was the first Victorian school to be hit by swine flu. Can you take me through what you've done over the past week?
The vast majority of parents did request material to be sent home, either emailed or posted, or they would come and collect it, or we would actually deliver it in some instances. Of course, the school has been thoroughly cleaned, as it always is, but particularly in those rooms and areas where the children who came down with a positive test have been.
How meticulous and thorough has that cleaning had to be?
Yeah, the fronts and backs and tops of all chairs and desks and doorknobs and windowsills and vacuuming and any area where a child would have touched anything has been thoroughly cleaned. And in fact, in both of those rooms, there's been a re-clean, if you like. So there is absolutely no concern whatsoever on all information available to us.
Do you think the government should be naming schools when there are outbreaks?
Anyone in the community would not want to feel that things are being hidden from them, because that just allows fears to grow and the grapevine goes haywire. So I think, to be honest, as soon as is appropriate, then yes, the government should announce where those outbreaks are and where those schools are affected. But remembering too, it's important to get to those school communities to let them be informed first, rather than hearing it in the media.
The principal of Clifton Hill Primary School, Jeff Warren, speaking there with Rachel Brown, and two schools remain closed in Victoria.